isn't it?
Read the label, McMahon. Suggesting you read the Budweiser label. It talks about Bud's drinkability. That's an unusual word that means when you really want to enjoy your beer, you can enjoy more Budweiser. Drinkability. Budweiser has it because Bud is beechwood age for smoothness. Drinkability. That Bud. That's beer.
I guess I was born to be on radio. I don't know. I don't know if it was particularly WXYZ. You know, a lot of guys come out of the service. They have tattoos on them. You know, a mother with a heart on it. Right? On my chest, I got written all over.
Personality, personality. That's the sound of whiskey.
Covered the whole thing.
Personality, personality. WXYZ. Personality plus.
You should see what I got on the other hand.
Welcome to the home of the big boy, sir.
Thank you. Tonight, I'm going to have the nationally famous double-deck hamburger, the really big, big boy. But before I eat, I'd like to remind you that next week, directly from the home of the big boy, I'll be having on my plate the entire jumbo shrimp dinner. And now let's hear it for my dinner.
Well, it's really here for the Elias brothers, home of the big boys, a family affair, you know. Getting the Ed Sullivan invitation down is a pretty difficult thing. On Thursday, August 11th, our Detroit Lions beat St. Louis in the first home exhibition game of the new football season for Roger Brown and Tommy Watkins. This game means a little extra. Both are Detroit JCs, and this year the Michigan JC Foundation is sponsoring the first Lions home exhibition game to be called the JC Classic. And proceeds from the game will go to the JC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, which is designed to provide community development funds for the more than 230 JC chapters in Michigan cities and towns. So support it. Another public service to Wix.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. XYZ presents news at 55 from ABC.
This is Charles Osgood, ABC New York, with the latest news from ABC Radio. In the top of the news, a new chief for AID and another encounter in Chicago. In a moment, the details.
This is Don Gardner of ABC Radio News. ABC's battalion of overseas correspondents are a vital part of a news organization that covers the complete national and international scene for radio listeners only. With mobile radio, ABC Radio's overseas correspondents move quickly, get to the scene fast, and report it concisely. You hear their reports and the complete scope of the national news the first thing every weekday morning on News Around the World. I'm the ABC anchorman on that program. Join me.
And now the news. A new chief of AID, the Agency for International Development, sworn in this evening. Our ABC microphones at the White House as President Johnson swore in William S. Gaud, and reminded him and the nation what a thankless business foreign aid is.
No program of the United States government has been more criticized, and no program has been less understood. Perhaps we have been prisoners of our own emotions. Perhaps the champions of foreign aid have been too romantic, and perhaps on occasions we have claimed too much. Perhaps the critics have been too fearful, or too frustrated, or too disturbed, and allowed too little.
President Johnson at this evening's swearing-in ceremony for William S. Gaud as the nation's new chief of foreign aid. In Chicago, about 3,000 whites waited outside a real estate office on the northwest side late today and jeered and shouted at 350 of Dr. Martin Luther King's civil rights workers when they arrived for a demonstration. Things got sticky. At least 15 people were arrested, one when he cursed and lunged at two Negro policemen. Chicago police wore riot helmets, had to use nightsticks to fight their way through the crowd of whites. The White House still mum at last report on those steel price increases announced today by Inland, Armco, and Jones and Laughlin. ABC's Frank Reynolds reports that Gardner Ackley, the president's top economic advisor, still hasn't decided whether the price hikes are inflationary. As to whether the president is asking other steel producers not to raise prices, no word from the White House as to whether he has or whether he will. Wall Street reacted to the steel price hikes today with a rally. Prices pulled out of their nosedive, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed over 9 points. A bitter battle shaping up again in the Yadrang Valley. 10,000 more American troops of the 1st Air Cavalry have been flown in by helicopter as reinforcements. They're facing three North Vietnamese regiments. In Moscow, Soviet Premier Kosygin promised his country would show restraint and calmness when it comes to Vietnam, but Kosygin said the war is isolating the U.S. from the rest of the world. At the UN in New York, the United States told the Soviet Union to stop pussyfooting about Vietnam and start using its influence to get peace talks going. Maybe you thought beatniks were a purely American phenomenon. Not so, as we hear in this report from Charles P. Arno, ABC, Rome.
Just 100 yards down the street from our ABC office in Rome, the summer battle has been joined between Italian police and the great vacation influx of the young bearded and unwashed ones. Three times during the past 10 days, police have swooped down on foreign beatniks and swept them off the famous Spanish steps. A dozen Germans and Frenchmen who were found to be without means of support have been ordered to leave Italy. Rome businessmen in this area claim that the growing concentration of the unwashed beatniks around the Spanish Steps cost them a lot of tourist business. Rome police say the beatniks mar the beauty of the Spanish Steps, one of Italy's major tourist attractions. Charles B. Arno, ABC, Rome.
Just in from Vietnam, B-52 bombers have made another airstrike on suspected North Vietnamese positions in the demilitarized zone between North and South Vietnam. No details yet. This is ABC News.
Hey, I used to be better at vibes.